大家早安。
Good morning, everyone.
很高兴看到这么多人一起来晨祷。
So happy to see everyone here for morning devotion.
昨天他们说出了一个难题。
Yesterday they gave me a big problem.
他们说牧师鼓励大家去晨祷。
A pastor encouraged everyone to go to morning devotion.
师母就想大家睡多一点，休息好一点。
And Simo said we should sleep more, rest more.
然后他们说那你们听谁的？
Then who do you listen to?
我家的答案很简单。
My family has a simple answer.
如果遇到这样的困难。
If you have that kind of problem.
谁的门徒就听谁的。
Which disciple listen to whom the most?
我是牧师的门徒就听牧师的。
I'm Pastor Joshua's disciple, so I listen to him.
我的师母是师母的门徒就听师母的。
So, Pastor Loretta was Simo's disciple, she should listen to her.
所以第二天早上如果他们两个都来问。
So the second day if they come and ask.
师母说你们有没有好好休息啊？
Simo asked, do we rest?
那我的师母就可以说有，谢谢师母。
Then Loretta said, yeah, I did, thank you.
牧师就问那有没有去晨祷啊？
Then Pastor Joshua asked, do you go to morning devotion?
我就可以跳出来说牧师有啊。
And I came out and say, yeah, I did.
牧师就会说叻仔。
And then Pastor Joshua said, good job.
是不是困难就解决了？
So the problem solved, right?
所以我们当弟兄的要守住神的话语，点灯。
As brother, we have to keep the word and tend the lamp.
今天早上看到这么多人来，所以非常的为你们感恩。
So I'm so thankful that so many of you came.
说明大家都是渴慕的。
So we all have hunger.
渴慕的必有所得。
So those who hunger, you must be given.
好，我们今天来看路加福音的第八章。
Today we read Luke 8.
我分段的时候，我第一大段我会把第一节一直分到这个第十八节。
The first paragraph is verse 1 to 18.
耶稣用比喻来传讲天国。
Jesus used a parable to talk about the kingdom of God.
然后19到21节。
19 to 21.
然后是22到25节。
Then 22 to 25.
然后就是26到39节。
Then 26 to 39.
最后就是40节一直到最后。
At the end is 40 to the end.
好，我们先来看第一个大段落。
Let's look at the first paragraph.
我们从第一节一直读到第18节。
That is verse 1 to 18.
今天我们有一个美女帮我们来读，我们跟着她一起来读，好不好？
Today we have a pretty girl help us to read.
好，我们一二三一起来读哦，一二三。过了不多日，耶稣周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的福音。和他同去的有12个门徒，还有被恶鬼附的。被疾病所累已经治好的几个妇女，内中有称为蒙大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从她身上赶出来，又有西律的家宰苦萨的妻子约亚拿，并苏萨拿和好些别的妇女，都是用自己的财物供给耶稣和门徒。当许多人聚集，又有人从各城里出来见耶稣的时候，耶稣用比喻说，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，被人践踏，天上的飞鸟又来吃尽了，有落在磐石上的，一出来就枯干了，因为得不着滋润，有落在荆棘里的，荆棘一同生长把它挤住了，又有落在好土里的，生长起来结实百倍。耶稣说了这些话，就大声说，有耳可听的就应当听。门徒问耶稣说，这比喻是什么意思呢？他说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，至于别人就用比喻叫他们看也看不见，听也听不明。这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道，那些在路旁的就是人听了道，随后魔鬼来从他们心里把道夺去，恐怕他们信了得救。那些在磐石上的就是人听到欢喜领受，但心中没有根，不过暂时相信，及至遇见试探就退后了。那落在荆棘里的，就是人听了道走开以后，被今生的思虑钱财厌乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的籽粒来。那落在好土里的，就是人听了道，持守在诚实善良的心里，并且忍耐着结实。没有人点灯用器皿盖上，或放在床底下，乃是放在灯台上，叫进来的人看见亮光。因为隐藏的事没有不显出来的，隐瞒的事情没有不露出来被人知道的。所以你们应当小心怎样听，因为凡有的还要加给他，凡没有的连他自以为有的也要夺去。
谢谢雅轩。
Thank you, 雅轩。
好，我们看第一个大段落。
Let's look at the first paragraph.
过了不多时
After this,
然后耶稣就开始到各乡各城来传道。
Jesus began to travel from one town and village to the other to proclaim the good news.
耶稣不是停留在一个地方。
Jesus did not stay in one place.
他去各城各乡各市来传道。
He went to a different village and town to preach.
他要把天国带到更多的地方。
He wanted to bring the kingdom of heaven to different places.
所以这里就提到他带着十二个门徒。
So it says here that 12 were with them.
十二是一个政权的数字。
12 is a sign of governance.
带着这十二个门徒就是要把天国的权柄把天国的政权带到更多的地方。
This 12 means that they were going to bring the sovereignty and authority of the kingdom to different places.
让更多的地方经历天国，人也进入天国。
So more places know the kingdom of heaven and people can enter it.
不单只是讲神的道。
Not only to preach the word of God.
也展示神的能力。
And also manifest the power of God.
所以道和能力是并存的。
So the word and power coexist.
他就带着还有一些的妇女。
And there are some women as well.
这些都是神迹的见证人。
These are all the witness of miracles.
特别这里就点出这个抹大拉的玛利亚。
Especially they highlight the Mary Magdalene.
指出曾经在她的身上有七个鬼被赶出去。
Who seven demons had came out.
其实这些的见证就是上一章耶稣跟约翰的门徒所说的。
We can find these witnesses in the last chapter.
病被治好。
And then illness were being healed.
瞎眼的看见。
Blind became, they can see again.
鬼被赶出去。
Demon cast out.
这些的现象就是证明耶稣就是要来的那一位。
All the signs means that Jesus is the one to come.
所以耶稣带着门徒，带着这些的见证人，就一个城一个城的去展开天国。
So the disciples and witnesses, Jesus came to different town and village to activate the kingdom of God.
可是这一段有一个很特别的地方。
There is one special interesting point here.
耶稣的意图很明显。
Jesus' clothing are very obvious.
Jesus' intention is very obvious.
Jesus' intention are very obvious.
他的意图非常的明显。
His intentions are very obvious.
他就是要人看见天国。
He wants people to see the kingdom of God.
经历天国。
Experience it.
可是为什么当众人都来听的时候，他又用比喻呢？
But why when people came and listened to him, he used a parable?
我们是不是读这段圣经的时候，心里面也会问，那为什么你要用比喻让人家听不懂呢？
You may also ask, why are you using a parable and people won't fully understand?
这个逻辑就好像我有一个东西我想给你，可是我又不给你。
This logic is like, I want to give you a gift, but then I'm taking it away as well.
到底你是要给还是不要给呢？
So do you actually want to give it to me or not?
你是要讲还是不要讲呢？
Are you going to preach or not?
为什么会这样呢？
Why is that?
我们今天来仔细看。
Now let's look together.
当很多人聚集的时候
，When people gathered,
耶稣就用比喻。
Jesus used a parable.
这个比喻我们都很熟悉。
We all know this parable well.
这个比喻的解释在圣经里面也写得很明白。
This parable also explained very clearly in the Bible.
刚才我们一读，我们就明白这个比喻的意思了。
When we read, we understand fully.
所以在这一段根本不需要解经，大家都看得懂。
I don't really have to explain a lot. You understand it.
可是问题在这里。
But the issue is,
耶稣讲完了以后，明明是所有人都听不懂。
After Jesus finished the parable, people don't understand.
可是耶稣就说，有耳可听的就应当听。
But then Jesus says, whoever have ears to hear, let them hear.
这句话一讲出来，如果你是现场的观众，你会有什么样的感觉？
If you are among the audience, how will you feel?
你会不会也觉得，诶，这个是好像是很重要的事情？
You may feel, oh, this message is actually important.
因为每一个有耳朵的人都应该听。
Because whoever have ears, they must hear it.
可是我又听不懂。
But I don't understand.
这是什么意思呢？
So what does this mean?
人也就这样开始议论。
So people began to discuss.
可是呢，感谢主，有门徒真好。
But praise the Lord, there are disciples.
因为第九节，门徒就问耶稣。
Because in verse 9 it says his disciples asked him what this parable meant.
这比喻是什么意思呢？
What this parable meant.
这里我们岔开一点点。
Now I'm going to diverge a bit.
其实这里也教我们怎么去做门徒。
Here also teach us how to be a disciple.
门徒最重要的是什么？
What's the most important thing about being a disciple?
问。
Ask.
你会问，你就是门徒。
If you can ask, then you are a disciple.
你问的越多，就是越好的门徒。
The more you ask, the better a disciple you are.
我们海外的牧者
Overseas pastors,
你要常常问牧师
You have to always ask pastor.
越问就越好
The more you ask, the better you become.
越问就越靠近
And the more you ask, the more you draw near.
你想想看，如果你的组员什么事都不问你，他是你的组员吗？
If your staff member doesn't ask you a lot of things, do you think he belongs to you?
你会发现，如果你的其中一个组员什么事都来问你，什么事都来跟你讲一声，你跟他关系是不是最亲密？
If your staff member always asks you, don't you have a close relationship with him or her?
所以问很重要。
So asking a question is important.
门徒一问耶稣。
When disciple asked Jesus,
耶稣就把神国的奥秘展开。
And then Jesus told them the secret of the kingdom of God.
耶稣十节他自己说。
In verse 10 it says,
神国的奥秘只让叫你们知道。
The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you.
至于别人就用比喻叫他们看也看不见听也听不明。
But to others I speak in parable, so they, those seeing they may not see and hear they cannot understand.
为什么要这样呢？
Why?
因为天国是隐藏的。
Because the kingdom of heaven is hidden.
可是天国是隐藏的，但是天国人人都可以得着。
Even though it's hidden, but everyone can have it.
关键在哪里呢？
So what's the key?
门徒一问。
When the disciple asked.
天国就展开了。
Then the kingdom of God made known of himself.
可是我们要思想的一个问题是什么呢？
We have to ask ourselves one question though.
为什么众人不问呢？
Why the public did not ask? Why other people did not ask?
其实听不懂可以问呢。
If they don't understand, they can ask.
耶稣在公开的讲完了这个道以后，众人也可以举手说：“夫子，请问这是什么意思？”
When Jesus preached in this public area, people can actually put up a hand and ask Jesus.
你想想看，如果现场有一个的众人举手问耶稣：“夫子，这个是什么意思？”你猜耶稣会怎么回答？
If one of the people in the crowd asked Jesus, guess what Jesus, how Jesus will answer?
耶稣会不会好像董贴心一样跟你说我不告诉你
Will Jesus be like Pastor Deborah say, I'm not going to tell you?
我觉得不会
I think no, right?
耶稣就一定把这个奥秘展开
Jesus is going to tell the secret.
所以这个秘诀在哪里
So the key is,
你为什么会问
Why are you going to ask?
因为你想知道答案
Because you want to know the answers.
你想懂，你想明白。
You want to understand.
这个动作代表你的心中有渴慕。
This question means that you are hunger for Jesus.
天国。
The kingdom of heaven.
是给渴慕的人的。
For those who desire it.
渴慕的就得着。
If you desire it, and then you will have it.
没有渴慕，得不着。
No desire, you will not have it.
就算在你的眼前，你也看不懂，你也听不明白。
Even though it is in front of your eyes, you won't see it, you won't understand it.
因为没有渴慕。
Because you do not desire.
没有渴慕，也没有信心。
You do not desire, then you have no faith.
所以耶稣向众人讲道，讲比喻。
So when Jesus preached to the public, he used a parable.
渴慕的，有信心的，得着。
Those who have desire and faith, they will have it. They will gain it.
感谢主，门徒是一群渴慕的人。
Praise the Lord, the disciples are people with desire.
所以他们问。
So they ask.
他们问，他们就得着了。
When they ask, then they will see the secrets.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们有没有渴慕在我们的心中？
Do you have a desire and hunger in you?
你越渴慕，你越得着。
The more you desire, the easier for you to get it.
渴慕的人有福了。
Those blessed are those who hunger.
因为天国是你们的。
Because the kingdom of heaven belongs to you.
这就是为什么耶稣要用比喻。
So this is why Jesus used a parable.
所以他解释了这个比喻以后。
After he explained this parable.
十六节他就进一步的点名。
In verse 16 he continued.
他说没有人点钉是放用这个器皿把它盖上的。
No one lights up a lamp and hides it in the jar, a clay jar.
灯也不会放在床底下，一定是放在灯台上。
Not put it under a bed, but instead they put it on a stand.
所以其实神的国就是这样。
So this is the kingdom of God.
不是要故意的隐藏。
They do not hide intentionally.
所以你看到这个天国的矛盾吗
？Can you see the paradox of the kingdom?
一方面它是公开的。
On the one hand, it is open for everyone.
好像灯一样，它就是要照亮所有的人。
Just like a lamp, it is going to shine for everyone.
可是另一方面，又不是每一个人都可以得着。
But on the other hand, not everyone can see it.
所以我们在教会里面，我们也会常常有这个感觉。
In church, we also have this feeling.
为什么有的人的生命当中就那么多的神迹
？Why some people experience so much miracles in their life?
我们总觉得神好像特别爱那些的人。
Maybe God loves them more.
是不是牧者们我们也常会有这样的感觉
Maybe the pastor also has the same feeling
神好像特别爱这个 恩年牧师。
Maybe God particularly loved Pastor Joshua.
甚至可能你会想，是不是我的发型跟他不一样
？Or maybe my hairstyle is different from his.
啊，所以也有很多人觉得耶稣特别爱我。
So that Jesus particularly loved Pastor Dino.
不要嫉妒我们的发型哈。
So do not be envious about our hair.
其实天国就是这样。
The kingdom of heaven is like this.
公平。
It's fair.
它是要照亮所有的人。
It's going to illuminate everyone.
但是渴慕的先得着。
But those who desire it is going to have it first.
张牧师非常的渴慕神。
Pastor Joshua desired God deeply.
他对神的那一份的认真超越我所认识的所有人。
He's so serious about God that surpasses everyone I know.
你对神认真，神就对你认真。
If you're serious to God, then God is going to be serious to you.
这个就是耶稣所讲的比喻。
This is the parable of Jesus.
好，我们看第二段19到21节。
Now the next passage is 19 to 21.
我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
耶稣的母亲和他弟兄来了，因为人多不得到他跟前。有人告诉他说：“你母亲和你弟兄站在外边要见你。”耶稣回答说：“听了神之道而遵行的人，就是我的母亲、我的弟兄了。”
这一段也是让我们很难明白的。
This passage is also difficult to understand.
哇，耶稣你怎么这么不近人情啊？
How Jesus can be so cruel?
十诫不是说要孝顺父母吗？
The Ten Commandments teach us to honor our parents.
现在你的母亲来找你。
When your mother came to find you.
你都好像不想搭理她一样。
You're like ignoring her.
人子干犯第五戒。
Then the Son of Man are violating the Fifth Commandment.
其实是这样吗？
Is it like this?
耶稣为什么会讲这番话呢？
Why Jesus reply in such a manner?
刚才第一大段我们说渴慕的人得着天国。
The first passage we talk about those who hunger for God and they will have the kingdom of heaven.
得着天国就是我们跟天国建立的关系。
This means that we have a relationship with the kingdom of heaven.
其实进入天国只有一条路。
There's only one way to enter the kingdom of heaven.
就是耶稣。
That is Jesus.
唯一的道路、真理和生命。
He is the only path and truth and light.
进入天国就是跟耶稣产生关系。
To enter the kingdom of heaven means you have a relationship with Jesus.
可是问题是关系也有不一样啊。
But relationship actually varies among people.
在这一章圣经我们看到。
In this passage we see this.
有众人跟耶稣的关系。
There's a relationship between the public and Jesus.
有门徒跟耶稣的关系。
And then the disciple with Jesus.
还有那些妇女跟耶稣的关系。
And then the relation between the woman and Jesus.
十九节这一段还有来了，就是耶稣的母亲和兄弟跟耶稣的关系，就是家人的关系。
And verse 19 it shows a relationship between the family and Jesus.
所以其实家人一来的时候，耶稣是用这个机会来教导众人关于关系的事情。
When his family came, Jesus used this occasion to teach a relationship with the family.
众人的关系是最最远最一般的关系。
Jesus' relationship with the crowd is very general. It's kind of far distant.
其实众人能不能进天国还是一个问号。
Whether the crowd can enter the kingdom of heaven is questionable.
因为他们不够靠近，他们不够渴慕。
Because they are not drawing near enough.
门徒就差很远了，对不对？
But the disciples are closer, right?
啊，他们渴慕，他们会问。
They desire and then they ask questions.
可是我们还要追求进入更深的关系。
But we want to go into a deeper relationship.
这个更深的关系就好像耶稣的家人一样。
And just like the relationship with Jesus and his family.
所以耶稣说，谁是我的家人？
Who are my family?
谁是跟我最亲近的人？
Who are the most intimate with me?
就是那些听了神之道而遵行的人。
That is those who hear God's word and put it into practice.
听了主耶稣的道而遵行的人。
You heard the word of God and put it into practice.
关系就如同他的母亲、他的兄弟姐妹一样。
And this relationship is equivalent to Jesus' relationship with his mother and brothers.
重点是听了以后遵行。
The key here is that you hear and you put it into practice.
不是听了以后当耳边风。
It's not you hear it and then you kind of ignore it.
所以行道比听道更重要。
So walking the word of God is more important than hearing it.
这个就是耶稣想表达的。
This is what Jesus wants to say.
今天我们是门徒吗？
Today are you a disciple?
如果我们是门徒的话，我们要晋升到家人。
If you are a disciple, then you have to elevate the relationship into a family
relationship. 晋升到家人只有一条路，就是听道 而行道。
And there's only one way to be family, is that to hear the word of God and put it into practice.
不只是听耶稣的话，更加要行耶稣的话。
Not only to hear it, but you have to practice it.
如果你听完了以后，你不会去做的话，那你干脆不要问。
If you hear the word and you do not do it, then don't bother to ask.
大家在牧养都有这种经验，对不对？
You may experience that in your discipleship.
你的组员问你，我要不要辞工？
Your cell member asks you, should I quit my job?
你跟他说，我觉得你不要辞工。
And then you say, no, you shouldn't.
然后明天他打电话给我，组长，我辞工了。
And tomorrow he calls you, oh, I actually quit my job.
你会不会很想打他？
Do you want to actually smack him or her?
你问又不做，你问来干嘛呢？
If you ask me, then you don't do it. Why do you ask me?
就是这个原因。
So it's just like this.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们要做一个懂得问而且听到行道的人。
We want to be a person who can ask questions and hear and then put into practice.
那我们就真是耶稣的家人。
Then we can be truly Jesus' family.
就跟他最亲密。
And to have a very intimate relationship with him.
好，我们看下一段22节到25节，我们一起来读。
The next passage is verse 22 to 25.
有一天耶稣和门徒上了船，对门徒说，我们可以渡到湖那边去。他们就开了船，正行的时候耶稣睡着了，湖上忽然起了暴风，船将满了水，甚是危险。门徒来叫醒了他，说，夫子，夫子，我们丧命了。耶稣醒了，斥责那狂风大浪，风浪就止住，平静了。耶稣对他们说，你们的信心在哪里呢？他们又惧怕又稀奇，彼此说，这到底是谁？他吩咐风和水，连风和水也听从他了。
有一天
One day
耶稣就跟门徒要过湖。
Jesus and his disciples are going to cross the lake.
耶稣上船就睡着了。
When Jesus was on the boat, he slept.
风浪就来了。
And then a squall came.
这段圣经是我很喜欢的。
This is one of my favorite verse.
我们大家都很喜欢这种场面，对不对？
We like this kind of drama, right?
如果再加上一些的好莱坞的特技，就更不得了了。
And if there are some Hollywood effects, then that would be amazing.
这个耶稣也够厉害的。
This Jesus is quite remarkable.
风浪那么大。
When the storm is so strong,
他还可以继续的睡。
He slept so calmly.
打雷都没办法醒来。
Even the thunder can wake him up.
其实我在想，耶稣可能也是要试试门徒的信心。
Perhaps Jesus wants to test the disciples' faith.
门徒有这个渴慕。
The disciples have this desire.
门徒又懂得问问题。
And they understand how to ask a question.
他们听到行道成了耶稣的家人。
And they hear and walk the word of God and became family.
然后还有一个他们要进一步提升的地方。
And there's one more area they need to be elevated.
就是到底耶稣是谁？
That is, who is Jesus?
原来我们在跟从耶稣的道路上，我们在不断地问这个问题。
On our journey to follow Jesus, we constantly ask this question.
耶稣是谁？这个问题，它会一直地发展，一直地发展。
Who is Jesus? This question will always develop and grow.
我们对神的认识永远还可以无止境地再去追求。
Our understanding of God can actually indefinitely grow.
有一天你停止了追求，你的进步就止住了。
If one day you stop asking this question, then you will stop improving.
有一天你以为你已经认识完全的神的话，那你就已经停住了。
If one day you think you have completely understand who God is, then this is the time you stopped growing.
神有多大？
How big God is?
这个问题永远超出我们的想象。
This question always goes beyond our comprehension.
神永远比我们想象中的更大。
God is always bigger than what we comprehend.
我记得詹姆斯有鼓励过我。
Pastor Joshua encouraged me one time.
他说 ：“Adino 要有信心。
”Adino, you need to have faith.
你不要你不用担心。
Do not worry.
因为你的神永远比你的信心中的神还要大。
Because your God is always stronger than how you imagine it.
甚至我们可以说，你的神比你想象中更疯狂。
And actually, God is more crazier than your imagination.
因为我的名字叫 Adino 嘛 ，Adino 就广东话的意思就是一个疯子嘛。
Because my name is Adino, and Cantonese means I'm a madman.
一个丁楼 ，Adino,
one crazy man.
所以牧师就说，你疯狂的去为神做梦，因为你的神永远比你想象中更有能力，更大。
So you have to be zealous and crazy for God because God is always bigger than your imagination.
门徒一直跟着耶稣。
Disciples are always following Jesus.
到这个时候遇到这么大的风浪。
At this moment, they face a storm.
他们的信心就散了。
And their faith have collapsed.
他们心中的耶稣是医治的耶稣。
The Jesus in their imagination is a God who heals.
他们的心中的耶稣是讲道的耶稣，讲比喻的耶稣。
It's a Jesus who preached in parables.
所以其实门徒在呈现一个图画。
So the disciples are painting a picture.
耶稣能医治，没错，好像医生一样。
Jesus is like a doctor, right? Daughter, right?
他是最大的医生，最厉害的医生。
He is the most powerful doctor.
耶稣讲道比法利赛人更厉害。
And Jesus preached power more powerful than the Pharisees.
耶稣祷告有能力。
And his prayer are powerful.
可是现在是风浪啊。
But now there's a storm here.
船要沉了。
And our ship is going to sink.
怎么办？怎么办？怎么办？
What are we going to do?
耶稣行吗？
Is Jesus awake?
耶稣是谁？
Who is Jesus?
结果耶稣平静风浪。
Then Jesus calms the storm.
当风浪一止住的时候，
When the storm stopped,
他们又惧怕又稀奇。
They were in fear and in amazement.
为什么稀奇？
Why they were amazed?
Surprise!
Because they were surprised.
没有想到。
They had never thought.
那个能治病的人居然连风和浪都听他的。
Jesus, who can heal, actually the storm listens to him.
这到底是谁？
And actually, who is this person here?
这到底是谁？
Who is this man? 这是
门徒来问的。
Now the disciples are asking this question.
我们心里就很奇怪。
Then our heart, you may think that's kind of
strange. 门徒，你不是知道耶稣，你们是不是认定耶稣是弥赛亚，你才放下你的船，放下你的产业来跟的吗？
Don't you actually know Jesus is a Messiah? That's why you left behind so many of your things.
为什么跟着跟着现在怀疑起来了？就问这到底是谁啊？
But now in this moment, why do you question who is Jesus?
这是我们的写照。
This is also our situation.
因为我们的信心有限。
Because our faith is limited.
跟着跟着我们就好像跟不上。
When we follow and follow, then we may not be able to follow.
可是神有恩典。
But God has grace.
神展示他是谁。
He manifests who he is.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们要跟就跟到底。
Jesus, brother and sister, when we follow, we have to follow till the end.
我们要问耶稣是谁。
We have to ask who is Jesus.
但是我们要更要用信心相信耶稣比我们想象的更大。
But more importantly, we have to use our faith to know that Jesus is beyond our imagination.
永远的跟，永远的追寻，永无止境。
Always follow, always go after, and it never ends.
好，然后下一段，我们来到26节到39节，我们一起来读。
Next passage is 26 to 39.
他们到了格拉森人的地方，就是加利利的对面。耶稣上了岸，就有城里一个被鬼附着的人迎面而来。这个人许久不穿衣服，不住房子，只住在坟茔里。他见了耶稣，就俯伏在他面前，大声喊叫说：至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？求你不要叫我受苦。是因耶稣曾吩咐污鬼从那人身上出来，原来这鬼屡次捉住他，他常被人看守，又被铁链和脚镣捆锁，他竟把锁链挣断，被鬼赶到旷野去。耶稣问他说：你名叫什么？他说：我名叫群。这是因为附着他的鬼多，鬼就央求耶稣不要吩咐他们到无底坑去，那里有一大群猪在山上吃食，鬼央求耶稣准他们进入猪里去。耶稣准了他们，鬼就从那人出来进入猪里去，于是那群猪闯下山崖，投在湖里淹死了。放猪的看见这事就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人。众人出来要看是什么事，到了耶稣那里，看见鬼所离开的那人坐在耶稣脚前，穿着衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。看见这事的便把鬼便将被鬼附着的人怎样得救告诉他们。格拉森四围的人因为害怕得很，都求耶稣离开他们，耶稣就上船回去了。鬼所离开的那人恳求和耶稣同在，耶稣却打发他回去说：你回去传说神为你做的何等大的事。他就去满城里传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事。
刚刚跟大家说的，我名字叫一个疯子。
So I told you my name is like a mad person.
然后疯子就出来了，圣经真奇妙。
So now this crazy man came out in the Bible.
他们来到格拉森。
So they went to Gerasenes.
有一个被鬼附的人。
There's some demon-possessed man.
就出来。
He came out.
这个不是一般被鬼附的人。
He's not like an ordinary demon-possessed man.
这个鬼附的人鬼附的非常的严重。
This is a severe case of demon possession.
他的身体里面有大量的鬼。
He has a lot of demons living inside him.
甚至很多人都相信耶稣所他们所遇到的那个风浪就是这一群鬼的所为。
And some people believe that the storm they encounter was the work of those demons.
他简直好像代表整个黑暗权势一样。
They represent the power of darkness.
这些的黑暗拦阻耶稣来到他的生命当中。
This darkness prevents this man to come to Jesus.
在跟天国在好像在一个对决的当中一样。
So they were actually the opposite, working against the kingdom of heaven.
可是耶稣还是来了。
But Jesus came no matter what.
这个鬼附的人就来到耶稣的面前。
This demon-possessed man came to Jesus.
他已经很久没有穿衣服。
He haven't wear anything for a long time.
没有住房子，住在坟地里面。
No, he lived in the house, but he lived in the tombs.
简单来说，这个人的人生已经活得人不像人，鬼不像鬼。
So to put it simply, this man doesn't live like a man nor a demon.
在我们的生命当中，我们有没有活得人不像人，鬼不像鬼的时候
？In our life, do we ever live like this?
但是耶稣来找他。
But Jesus came to find this man.
有耶稣就有盼望，就有出路。
When there's Jesus, there's hope and there's a way out.
这个人是完全没有盼望的人。
This man is in completely hopeless.
不单只是人不像人，鬼不像鬼，而且被锁在铁链的里面。
No matter he's not like a man or a demon, he is also chained.
耶稣来到
When Jesus came,
耶稣问他说你的名字叫什么
Jesus asked him, what is your name?
到底耶稣这个问题是问谁的呢
This question is actually asking who?
我觉得耶稣是想问那个人
I think Jesus, I want to ask this man
但是那个群鬼就出来抢答
But then this herd of demons came and asked and told him
这个人完全失去了自主和自由
This man completely lost his freedom
结果 这群的鬼就说我们叫群
Then these demons said that we are called legion
因为众多的缘故
Because we are many
然后耶稣就要把他们赶出去
Then Jesus cast them out
这群的鬼就求耶稣
And this demon, the demons begged Jesus
就说不要让我们去无底坑让我们去进入猪群里面去吧
Do not let us to go into the abyss but let us go to the herd of pigs
这里有个题外话
So I want to diverge a bit
弟兄我们真的要悔改
Brother and sister we have to repent
我们不要再跳崖了
Do not jump off the cliff
原来跳崖的是猪
Only pigs jump off the cliff
所以广东话说锁猪不要跳了
So you can say, don't be silly, don't jump off the cliff.
所以我们不要再做那个笨猪，笨猪是为跳的。
So let's don't bungee jump off the cliff.
群鬼就进入猪的里面。
So the legion enter into the herd of pigs.
结果就闯下了山崖。
And they all rush off the cliff.
那个人就醒过来。
And this man came to his conscious.
可是这里有一个很特别的一个画面就发生了。
There's an interesting situation that had happened.
经历这么大的神迹。
With such an amazing miracle.
可是哥拉森人的地方的人他们请耶稣离开他们的警戒。
But the people in Gerasene actually want to ask Jesus to leave them alone.
我们很难想象为什么。
It's so hard to understand why.
我们常常说，如果今天耶稣在我们当中行这么大的神迹的话，我们巴不得就去摸耶稣啊，抓着耶稣，抱着他的大腿啊。
If Jesus is among us today and done powerful things, we actually want to have him with us.
我们只会绑架耶稣留久一点，对不对
？We just want to kind of kidnap him and ask him to stay even longer.
那为什么他们要耶稣走呢
？Why people there ask Jesus to leave?
惧怕
，fear.
惧怕什么呢？
What are they afraid of?
惧怕他们的生活改变。
They are afraid that the livelihood is going to change.
他们是一群养猪的人。
These are pig herders.
猪是不洁的。
Pigs are impure.
以色列人是不会养猪的。
Israelites are not going to herd pigs.
可是他们这边的地方的人是以色列人跟外邦混在一起。
But people living there is a mix of Gentile and Jews.
这些以色列人为了赚钱所以也养起猪来了
So the Israelites here they want to make a living so they herd pigs
猪为他们带来很大的利益
Pigs gave them a lot of benefits
这也是为什么群鬼要去把那些猪让他们跳
And so that's why the legion actually make the pigs jump off the cliffs.
因为经济的损失让他们赶走了耶稣。
Because the economic loss make the people there to reject Jesus.
哥拉森人的眼中钱比耶稣大。
To the people in Gerasenes, money are more important than Jesus.
那位比风浪还大的主竟然大不过钱。
The God who is greater than the storm cannot be greater than money.
弟兄姐妹，今天在你的生命当中，是耶稣大还是钱大？
Brother and sister, in your life, who is bigger, money or Jesus?
如果在你的心中钱比耶稣大，就留不住耶稣了。
If in your heart money is greater than Jesus, then Jesus is not going to stay in your heart.
在你的心中，如果耶稣比钱大，你是蒙福的。
In your heart, if Jesus is greater than money, then you are blessed.
因为主进入到你的里面，要叫你得自由，得释放。
Because Jesus can enter into your life and set you free.
金钱是中性的。
Money is a neutral thing.
可是如果我们把它看得比神还大的话，它就是邪恶的。
But if we see it more important than God, then money is evil.
但是如果我们的神比我们的钱大，我们的钱就是很好的工具。
But if money is greater than God, then money will be a good tool to us.
这个的决定权在我们的心中。
The decision is yours.
格拉森错过了神。
The people in Gerasenes have missed Jesus.
他们看中的是猪和钱。
What they think is important are money and pigs.
可是这位格拉森的狂人呢？
But the man from Gerasenes, the madman,
他经历了神的恩典。
He experienced the grace of God.
他跟众哥拉森人不一样了。
He is different from the rest of the people in Gerasenes.
他的生命转化了。
His life has transformed.
他到处去宣讲耶稣。
He was preaching about Jesus everywhere.
在他的眼中，耶稣比钱大。
To him, Jesus is a lot bigger than money.
甚至耶稣比世界都更大。
And Jesus is bigger than the world.
所以他得救。
So that's why he is saved.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的耶稣有没有比我们心中的一切都更大呢？
Now to us, is Jesus in your heart bigger than your own world?
好，我们再看下一个大段落，就是40节到最后，我们一起来读。
The next passage is 40 to the end.
耶稣回来的时候，众人迎接他，因为他们都等候他。有一个管会堂的名叫雅鲁，来俯伏在耶稣脚前，求耶稣到他家里去，因他有一个独生女儿，约有12岁。快要死了，耶稣去的时候，众人拥挤他。有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在医生手里花尽了他一切养生的，并没有一人能医好他。他来到耶稣背后，摸他的衣裳穗子，血漏立刻就止住了。耶稣说：“摸我的是谁？”众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都说：“夫子，众人拥拥挤挤，紧靠着你。”耶稣说：总有人摸我，因我觉得有能力从我身上出去。那女人知道不能隐藏，就战战兢兢地俯伏在耶稣脚前，把摸他的缘故和怎样立刻的好了，当着众人都说出来。耶稣对她说：女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安地去吧。还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说：你的女儿死了，不要劳动夫子。耶稣听见就对他说：不要怕，只要信，你的女儿就必得救。耶稣到了他的家，除了彼得、约翰、雅各和女儿的父母，不许别人同他进去。众人都为这女儿哀哭捶胸。耶稣说：不要哭，她不是死了，是睡着了。他们晓得女儿已经死了，就耻笑耶稣。耶稣拉着她的手呼叫说：女儿，起来吧。他的灵魂便回来，他就立刻起来了。耶稣吩咐给他东西吃，他的父母惊奇得很。耶稣嘱咐他们，不要把所做的事告诉人。
这段的圣经有两个故事纠缠在一起。
There are two stories intertwined in this passage.
耶稣要去这个复活这个耶鲁的女儿。
Jesus is going to reinstate the daughter of Jairus.
中间就插入了有一个妇人来摸耶稣的衣服。
And then there's a woman who touched Jesus' cloak in the middle of the story.
她一摸就好了。
When this woman touched, she was healed.
所以耶稣就抓着这个机会，用这个个案来教导众人什么是信心。
So Jesus used this case to teach everyone what is faith.
什么是信心呢？
What is faith?
信心建立在什么的基础上面的呢？
Faith was built on what ground?
信心不是 建在我们的自己的想法上面。
Faith was not built on our own thinking and ideas.
信心是建立在神的话语上。
Faith was built on the word of God.
所以我们基督徒要好好的读经。
So Christian, you must study the Bible carefully.
真正的信心是按照神的话而来的。
True faith is grounded in the word of God.
这个女人为什么会想到去摸耶稣的衣服就可以得医治呢？
What is woman have this idea to touch the cloak of Jesus?
这个就是她的信心。
That is her faith.
谁教她的？
Who taught her?
怎么想出来的？
How did she come up with this idea?
她是做梦的时候有这个想法吗？
Did she dream of that?
不是。
No.
以色列人他们的衣服会有那个穗子。
The Israelite has this kind of a tassel in the cloak.
穗子这个字原文跟光线是很接近，发音是很接近。
And the pronunciation of the tassel is similar to light in Hebrew.
圣经上说
，In the Bible it says,
必有公义的日头。
There must be the ray of justice.
其光线有医治之能。
And that ray, that light has a healing power.
这个光线， this, 因为跟衣裳穗子差不多是同一个字。
The light here has a similar pronunciation as the tassel of the cloak.
所以这个妇人想，
so this woman may think,
如果耶稣是弥赛亚，
if Jesus is the Messiah,
他就是公义的日头，
that he is the son of the righteousness.
他的光线有医治之能，
his light has a power of healing.
也就是说他衣裳的穗子有医治之能，
so his cloak has the power to heal.
所以这个妇人就觉得只要我摸到他的衣服的那个穗子我就能得医治。
So if I touch the tassel of the cloak, then I will be healed.
除非他不是弥赛亚。
Unless he is not the Messiah.
可是听耶稣所讲的，看耶稣所做的，他就是弥赛亚。
But when he look at Jesus, what he said, what he did, he is the Messiah.
所以我一定要去摸他的衣服。
So I must go and touch his cloak.
你知道，在那个时候，血漏的妇人也是不洁的。
And this bleeding woman is also impure.
按照法利赛人的规定，他走在路上要跟人有机会碰触到的时候，
According to the law of the Pharisee, if this woman contact anyone on the way,
他也要不停地说不洁不洁我不洁我不洁。
It's her duty to say I'm impure, I'm pure.
让人让开。
So that people can get away from her.
所以他去要摸耶稣的衣服是不简单的。
So,But the fact that she has to go touch Jesus' cloak is very uneasy for her.
因为如果她说我不洁我不洁，当然人群就会让开，她就有机会靠近耶稣。
If she said I'm impure, I'm impure, then people is going to leave her alone.
可是如果耶稣跟普通的这些法利赛一样，就听见那个妇人说不洁不洁，然后她再靠近的时候。
But if Jesus is like other Pharisees when he heard the woman is approaching,
法利赛人就哎呦，
then the Pharisees are going to 哎呦，
他也会弹开你摸不到。
Then the Pharisees are going to bounce back and not touch
her. 所以他只能偷偷的挤进去摸。
So this woman had to do it in secret.
如果被发现原来她是一个不洁的人的话，那么她就会被打。
If she was discovered she was impure, then she would probably be beat up.
她冒这么大的险都要去摸。
She takes such a risk to touch Jesus.
因为她相信。
Because she believed.
结果一摸就好了。
And as a result, when she touched Jesus, she was healed.
所以耶稣把他的事情公开。
So Jesus make her sorry public.
你的信心救了你。
Your faith has saved you.
平平安安的去吧。
Go in peace.
第一，这个是讲给众人听的。
First, Jesus want to tell everyone in the crowd.
耶稣要让众人知道什么是信心。
Jesus want the crowd to know that what is faith.
相信神的话，按神的话，相信耶稣的就是信心。
To believe in the word of God and believe in Jesus according to the word of God.
宣告的第二个层面。
And a faith in the second level.
这个女人已经好了。
This woman is healed.
可以平平安安的去了，你们不要再为难她了。
She can go in peace and do not make her a difficult life.
她一切的羞耻都被耶稣除去了。
All her shame is washed away by Jesus.
就在这个时候，那个本来要去服侍的那个女儿死了。
And actually, the daughter that Jesus was supposed to heal, she was dead.
耶稣正在教导信心。
Jesus is really teaching the story of faith.
就来一个更大的难题，死了。
There's a bigger problem. Is that death?
耶稣你能治病可是死了。
Jesus, you can heal someone, but how about death?
死了的病还能治吗？
Can you make a person go back to life again?
耶稣就把大家的信心再提升。
Jesus bring everyone's faith to up and level.
他不单只是平静风浪的神。
Not only he is a God who calms the storm.
他也是给予生命的神。
He is also a God who gives life.
耶稣不单只是道路。
Jesus is not only the way.
他不单只是真理。
Not only the truth.
他更是生命。
He is the life.
所以你看呢，这几个故事串起来就是道路、真理、生命。
You see, this story actually is talking about the way, the truth, and the life.
我们的信心是建立在真理上面。
Our faith is grounded on the word.
建立在真理上面的生命，我们也要知道耶稣他就是生命的源头。
And we didn't know that Jesus is the source of life.
所以这个小女孩遇上耶稣，她就复活了。
So when this little girl met Jesus, she came to life again.
生命在神的手中。
Life is in the hand of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们的眼睛也要这样打开。
Brother and sister, we have to open our eyes in such a way.
我们要重新定义我们的耶稣。
We have to redefine who Jesus is.
重新认识耶稣是谁。
And to know who Jesus is again.
更要在我们心中下定一个决定。
And you have to make a decision in your heart.
到底你心中的神，你心中的耶稣有多大？
How big is Jesus in your heart?
他有没有比世界大？比钱更大。
Is Jesus bigger than this your own world and money?
我们有这样的渴慕，我们有这样的看见的话。
If you have such desire,
耶稣的祝福，耶稣的生命，跟耶稣更亲密的关系，必定临到我们。
The blessing and love of Jesus and a closer relationship with Jesus will come to you.
愿主祝福大家。
May God bless you all.